What about the issue of surgery and these agents?
That's an interesting question. And, you know, when you're taking a drug for what could be years, many of us are going to need something done, some dental work, anything to coronary catheterization or major surgery. The general guideline has been to stop the agent, at least in the case of the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, for several weeks, and to also delay restarting the agent for several weeks after the procedure before restarting the agent. Now, with bevacizumab, it's a different issue because the drug is an antibody. It has a half-life of about 3 weeks. So it's there. Most surgeons will not do major surgery without at least 6 weeks or 8 weeks off of the antibody.
Now, what do we actually know about wound healing, both with Bev as well as the TKIs?
Yeah, there is some concern that these agents will impair wound healing.
I mean, is that the primary issue in terms of surgical timing?
Yeah. And, you know, there are these data with more so with bevacizumab, but with viscous perforations, mostly in patients with abdominal disease, tumor. One of the ovarian trials brought this to light. On the other hand, some of the other ovarian trials where the patients had less advanced disease, this was not an issue. But if you look at all the bevacizumab safety data, in almost every disease site, there is a patient on study who has had a perforation. It's not just ovarian cancer. It's a low incidence, but it is something that needs to be kept in mind. The patient who presents with abdominal pain, who's taken bevacizumab, to keep this in mind. And, you know, people have diverticulitis. These agents may affect that as well, or diverticulosis.
Although I guess it also depends on, you know, what's going on in the belly, sort of in terms of tumor, et cetera. The NSABP reported at this ASCO meeting their safety data with the adjuvant colon study, where obviously you don't have intra-abdominal known disease, and they really didn't see perforation